Hi there. Welcome to Voyage here at CKUW. My name is Keith Black, and for the next 3 hours, you're going to hear some of the best in the world of jazz. I hope you can stay tuned. As always, there will be a real mix today of genres and moods and styles and some of the immense variety of jazz that is now available all over the world. It is getting on. It's already January the 10th, and I need to say I was talking to a relative in another province yesterday, and I was commenting on the fact that it wasn't until the 7th of January that I put on a winter coat for the first time here in Winnipeg. I don't think I could ever say that again or before. It's just been mild enough. I've been wearing a sort of an in-between jacket. It is a fleece little jacket, but I've worn it right up until the 7th of January until I dug out my winter gear. Interesting. So whatever your day is going to be like, we're back to the full-on traffic and activities now that the season is over. So I hope that you can stick around, because there's going to be some excellent music today. And I should say as well, I don't remember, maybe there hasn't been a time since I've been doing this show, maybe once, but briefly, the Winnipeg Jets are in first place in the NHL. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it may not last, but we've got a contender going here, guys and gals. Let's support them. All right, let's get down to some music here. I'll give you a brief outline of what's coming up, and then I'll get into more detail. A lot of longer tracks today, so it's maybe not quite as many different artists as always. We'll see. Starting off is a new album by saxophonist Rich Halley, called Fire Within. Following that, Trio San, the latest release by Satoko Fuji and her trio. Following that, a very interesting track by leader and composer, and Canadian actually, Darcy James Argue, from his wonderful album. And I have sampled it on air. There's one track I haven't sampled because it's really long. I'll talk about that in a minute. Following that, just because it's a favorite album from a couple of years ago, drummer Ernesto Cervini and his band Tetrahedron, that was actually here last year now, and some neat stuff from his album called Tetrahedron. Following that, my historical segment today. I know I'm a complete loser. I keep making this promise that I'm never going to buy another Bill Evans album. Come on, Keith, get with it. And then another Bill Evans album comes along, and I end up saying, well, the critics say it's really wonderful, so what can I lose? And you're going to find out how wonderful it is or isn't, depending on your point of view, because my historical segment today will be Bill Evans on piano from a brand new release of formerly unreleased material, recorded live in Europe in 1960-something. I'll get back to that when I get to that point. Following that, pianist Angelica Sanchez with some very, very avant-garde music from her album called Nighttime Creatures. And following that, trombonist William Carn from an album from last year called Choices, Canadian, very active Canadian musician, both as a sideman and as a leader from the GTA area. And that'll be basically the whole show today. So let's get back to the beginning and go over things in a little more detail. I'm starting off today with a track, goes about a quarter hour, from saxophonist Rich Halley. The album is called Fire Within, and it has innovative pianist Matthew Shipp, bassist Michael Bisio, and drummer Newman Taylor Baker. And it's really, a really interesting album. He has a fascinating tone, a very distinctive saxophone sound. And that will be our beginning track today. It's just come out last month, so it's brand new. And as I say, it's called Fire Within on Pine Eagle Records. There you go. And I'm going to play this track called Following the Stream. Here is saxophonist Rich Halley. little bit of a Miles Davis riff in there, right? Anyhow, that was Rich Halle on saxophone from his new album called Fire Within. The track was called Following the Stream. And it's 10:21 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. We are the little station that could, if you will. We are a wide variety of incredible music and other spoken word, you name it. And I hope that you are a fan. And coming up, gee, it's every year I say, well, I won't be doing Fun Drive next year. I won't still be doing my show, but maybe I will. Fun Drive comes up in February, so keep a loose hand on your loose wallet there. Coming up next month, but let's get back to some music now. As I say, the program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Satoko Fuji plays piano and is a leader and is a very restless. Now, I was going to say a restless jazz musician, but that's almost a redundant phrase. Many, many jazz folks are restless in their composing and in their search, their exploration of how to make their music sound the way they want it to. Satoko Fuji is just... She just releases an incredible number of albums of all kinds, from some solo through to large ensemble, and her creativity is just knows no bounds. This album is a new trio for her. It's called Trio San, and it has... I guess, yeah, well, they all do some electronics and whatever else, but Fuji on piano, vibraphonist Teiko Sato, and drummer Yuko Oshima. And this album is called Trio San, and it's very interesting because it is this very avant-garde music, but it's also very quiet, very gentle. There are moments of silence and peace that are really incredible. They take the time to make things happen, and it's really a fine album. As I say, it's called Trio San. And here is Satoko Fuji and her compatriots here with two tracks I'm going to play. The first one is called What You See. The next one is called Ichigo. Here is Trio San. Thank you.
Thank you.
the constantly restless imagination of pianist Satoko Fuji with her Trio San from that new album, obviously recorded live. I think it was in Berlin, somewhere in Europe at any rate. And it really is quite a remarkable trio, and they play sort of like the image I've used before. It's like a Vulcan mind meld or something. You know, they really just are one mind, playing three different instruments and exploring ways of expressing music that are quite unique. Satoko Fuji, one of the amazing leaders in the current jazz world. And it's 10:41 Central Standard Time in Winnipeg. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live in the studio. We stream live at ckuw.ca, and we archive our shows there at the same website. You can check on previous programs on this or any of the other amazing variety that makes up our playlist here at the station. And all that is available through our website at ckuw.ca. And but to move along here, I'm doing something. I had to really think a lot about whether or not or how to do this next piece. I've been sampling some of a great new album by Darcy James Argue. Darcy James Argue is Canadian-born, now an educator and a composer, arranger, and puts together large ensembles from time to time, which he calls his secret society. Often thematic and great albums with very terrific writing. The I've mentioned before, there's Maria Schneider and there's Darcy James Argue and maybe a couple of others, but there are the most amazing people in the large composing area with large ensembles. This album is called Dynamic Maximum Tension. And it's fascinating because it's if you wonder where that. Well, that was interesting. I dropped a pen actually on my mouse, and it activated the next track. It's very. Scared the heck out of me, as a matter of fact. However, that is the start of what you're about to hear. So that was just a little preview. Whew. Darcy James Argue. What I was saying is his album, Dynamic Maximum Tension, is related to the scientific work and social awareness of Buckminster Fuller, and he actually used that term and coined a couple of others to describe what he was doing in the science and development world. I've mentioned before he was an inventor, a futurist, and the time I've said before, the time I became fully aware of him was the Fuller Dome at the 1967 Expo in Montreal that really put him on the world scene, well, at least on the Canadian scene, and in any event. He combined the dynamic maximum tension phrase into dimaxion, and that was a term that he came up with to reflect his desire to get the most out of his materials, his designs, and whatever else. So Darcy James Argue's compositions sort of reflect his view of how he would see Buckminster Fuller operating. Now, I have sampled this album before, but it has one track that goes 34 minutes, and I've pondered this for quite some time. It's a great track. actually, you heard 3 seconds of it. And it is really good, but it goes 34 minutes. What do I do? Well, there is a calm little piece about halfway through. So what I'm going to do is play it in two parts. I'm going to play one part, and then I'm going to come and tell you what you're listening to, and then play the other 17 minutes or so. But what you're about to hear is not my extended historical segment. It is quite new, and it is going to cover the one track that I certainly have been avoiding in this album just because of its length, but I didn't want to avoid it. I think I wanted to play it and share it with you. So I'm going to do that in two pieces. So here is Darcy James Argue with his amazing band with a track called Tensile Curves. And I will now play the first half of it, and then I'll come back and let you know what you're listening to. Darcy James Argue.